All right, welcome to Board Gaming with English. We have an awesome episode for you today. The episode was recorded live on Facebook. We also have some awesome, really great interviews at an event we attended called the Triple B Social by Top Shelf Games last weekend. So please stick around and listen to what we have for you today.
Board Gaming with English. This is Board Gaming with English, where your hosts, Dustin and Rich, introduce tabletop games to help you improve your English.
All right, so now we are live on the podcast.
Oh, man.
All right, so if you're listening to this later, we are live on Facebook as well. So what were you asking me again?
I completely forgot. I think it was about the food there.
The food, yeah. I had the barbecue pork sandwich. It was delicious. The guy from Texas, I think he was from Dallas. We had someone say that it was the best barbecue he's had in Taiwan.
Yeah.
I'm sure if it was from a guy from Texas. There's not many Texas barbecue, Texan barbecue in Taiwan.
And then you're also, you should tell the podcast as well that you're practicing your salsa.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe next time we go live, he'll show off for us.
I'll do some dance moves. I don't think so. But yeah, I have been taking salsa lessons. Did you do, they had an introduction salsa lesson. Did you?
I did not. I mean, we were busy playing the games.
Yeah.
I totally would have, though. But the games that we played, I mean, we met pretty cool people there. Do you, anyone gave you like an impression that you want to share?
Yeah, I would give a huge shout out to some of the teachers I talked to at the event. There's a couple of teachers in Taiwan, I think, really interested in using board games in their classroom and what games work in their classroom. We have one teacher that showed us some awesome cards.
Oh, yeah.
She printed out,
so cool.
Which is awesome. Yeah, so what about you? Any good experiences? Did anything stick out?
Yeah, you know, it's always, I always like these events. I like to, you know, socialize with people, you know, international people there and people who do want to play board games. Of course, that's great. Yeah, I met some people from all different ages and all different places, and it was just really nice communicating with them. Some, you'll hear from the interviews, some people like really enjoyed it and really passionate about board games and wanting to practice their English. And yeah, so we played, Dusty and I, we organized three games there, and we wanted to make sure that, you know, the students there, they learned something, and the teachers there, they were also able to, you know, take something back with them. But also, those who aren't teachers or aren't students also just have fun with us, and I think we were pretty successful with that. Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, it was fun. We interviewed a couple people as well, and you'll hear those on the podcast. If you're listening to it now, you'll hear it very soon. If you're watching us live on Facebook, you can download the episode and you can listen to those interviews. We talked to, we talked to three people, and we also talked to Todd. I see Todd's watching. Hi, Todd. Which is really cool. We got a chance to talk to him before the event.
It's interesting story.
Yeah.
And we forgot to mention, yeah, there are board games in front of us, and a nifty t-shirt. So we are going to do a raffle for those of you who did come to the event. To pick up the prizes, you need to
have Dusty explain. Yeah, I will contact you through your email, and you'll have a couple options to claim your prize. We'll hold on to it, but we're going to do that in a few minutes.
Yeah, I just want to actually discuss, like, what did you think about the games that we did play? So I know the first game we played was Spyfall, and I thought it went really well, that, you know, everyone was, it took maybe one turn for everyone to understand what to do, but I think there was good conversations, and I enjoyed it. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, Spyfall is a really good game to just pick up and kind of just do it. You might not know exactly what's going on, so all you need to do is ask a question and answer a question. You might not completely understand the strategy right away, but it's pretty simple to know what you need to do in the game.
Yeah, and I think if you go to our website, like we printed out some useful questions and best ways to, you know, find out who the spy is. So if you go to our website, you can also download those like keywords and important things that you can use to play the game. Because we did have students from, you know, beginner level to advanced level, and I thought that it went fine, and you know, everyone's encouraging, and it was, I enjoyed it. And the second game we played was Werewords, right?
Yeah.
Impressions.
Yeah, Werewords was good too. I think there were like one or two players, at least one, she was kind of having trouble understanding exactly how to play. I think she's pretty new to board games, it seemed like, in general. So it was kind of hard to explain Werewords and also get past that language barrier. But we had a lot of players playing Werewords. I think we had...
You could see some pictures of it as well on the Facebook group.
We had maybe 16. And you can see the game, this game is only, says on the box, only 10. So we had to improvise a little bit. We had to create our own little pieces of paper instead of the cards.
With my great handwriting, so...
Yeah, I think the Spyfall worked really well in the morning because we had like the perfect number of players. We had about 10 players. The game only has 8, but on the phone, I think 10 is a good number.
Mm-hmm.
It was hard to find the spy, but also not easy for the spy.
Yeah, and the last game we played, we haven't talked about it in an episode yet, but it's called Mysterium. And yeah, Dusty and I were a part of it. Luckily, Grace, Dusty's wife, gave us a bit of a break, so she kind of controlled it for us. And that's when we went around to interview. But I think this game is great for English learners or for, you know, anyone just wants to enjoy their day. Like, again, your impressions for it?
It's really great because it requires some discussion. I think it's more for advanced learners.
It's for advanced learners, but also a lot of it is visual, so... Yeah. Again, I think it is good for discussion.
You don't necessarily need to have a higher level of English to play, but to get the advantages of learning a language and improving your English, I think, a higher level. I played it in my English corner last week. I'm going to have to talk to Grace about the rules because I kind of made up some rules. I didn't follow the game. Tried to learn the rules really quickly before, but it worked well. I think one thing I would do differently is have them partner up. So they have to talk to each other to decide what to choose. If you're on your own, you actually don't need to talk to anyone. But if you have a partner, you have to communicate together to decide. I know in the interview you'll hear from Todd, he talks about Dixit, and he used that to learn Chinese, which is really cool.
Let's get to the main show.
Yeah, well, if you're on the podcast, you'll get the interview with Todd will be next. And we interviewed a couple guests at the show, and we followed up with one person who also attended the event. And I apologize, the quality is okay. It's our first time recording live at an event. It's the first time recording also on Facebook and on the podcast. So we'll see how all this goes. We're kind of...
I'm optimistic about it.
We're learning. Yeah, we're learning
how to do it. I think you'll like that.
How to do it.
You should listen to it.
So check it out. And always, if you have questions or comments or you play any games, let us know how they go. But let's choose a winner. And if you're on the podcast, stick around and you'll hear the interviews and I'll have something to say at the end.
Beautiful day today, guys.
Yeah, I mean, my first question is, what is Triple B?
Well, Triple B is barbecue, beer, board games. The three best things in life.
Yeah, absolutely. So today we are very, you know, we're really excited to be interviewing Todd, who does organize all these events that, as he just mentioned, brings together boards, board games, brings together beer, and brings together...
Food. Right.
Barbecue. Yeah. Perfect.
Not always barbecue, but... At this specific event, it's barbecue, yeah.
All right,
cool. What kind of food do we have today?
The guy straight from Texas, been here for a while, and his brisket is amazing, and he's got cinnamon buns, and he's got, I think, peanut butter and jelly, like, cookies, and Oh, man, he's right, just cool. Amazing. We also have Mexican food.
Excellent. Yeah, so, you know, we're just going to ask you a few questions, probably some things that our listeners are curious about. I think the first thing is, how did you yourself get into board games? Like, you know, why start these events, and why do you like board games so much?
Okay. Well, let me start from the beginning. I was actually born in Ukraine, and in Eastern Europe, chess is a big thing.
Okay.
And so many people don't realize, but chess is a board game, right? And so my father kind of emphasized learning chess to kind of improve cognitive thinking, to improve strategy, and just, you know, as a healthy hobby to connect over. So I started off with chess. Wasn't really too into it back then because it was kind of, you know, like how your parents force you to learn the violin. You're like, oh, I gotta learn the violin right now. Eventually, I just realized how useful it was because when we moved from Ukraine to the States, I actually, you know, I couldn't speak English very well. So I needed something to connect with American kids with, and board games was that thing for me. So I joined the chess club. I made friends. I practiced, you know, English via chess, and it was just so useful for me. When I moved to Taiwan, the kind of the same thing happened. I couldn't speak Chinese, and it was hard to make friends. And so I used board games again as kind of like a social lubricant to make local friends. And that's kind of what board games has done for me.
Yeah, that sounds great. And how long have you been in Taiwan and even doing these events? Has it been a while that you've been doing it?
I've been in Taiwan for 6 years now.
Okay.
I've been doing the events for about a year and a half now. Okay. So originally we just were designing. So I really wanted to be a designer. And that kind of happened when I was playing games like Uno and Jenga.
Classic, right?
Yeah, classic games that we were playing.
Nothing against Uno or...
Exactly, nothing against them. Like, I love those games, but, you know, once you kind of upgrade, it's kind of hard to play them again without feeling a little bit like...
Totally.
Dry, yeah.
What was the first game that you started using to practice Chinese?
Actually, one of the first games that I used that was very useful was Dixit.
Dixit.
And a lot of my Taiwanese friends, they would purposely use specific idioms that everyone understood,
but not
except for me. And I'm like, I'll choose this card. And like, yes, I got points. And I'm like, that's not fair. Yeah. That's not cool. But eventually, I learned all those idioms. I learned all those words, and they couldn't, you know, like... catch me anymore. So it was a really fun, kind of interesting game to practice your Chinese with.
Right. Yeah. I never played Dixit. I know the game, but I've never. It's an abstract art type game.
Yeah. But it's very verbal, actually, because you have to, on the spot, look at that picture, and you have to show, you have to say something that relates very closely to that picture, but not too closely. So it's actually more difficult than people think.
My wife and I tried Mysterium last night, and it has a lot of language elements to it, even though you're just using pictures.
Right, yeah. Because you have to discuss between each other, amongst each other. Yeah.
Just looking around and getting a good understanding about, you know, these events that you put on, we noticed that, you know, there's a lot of international people that go to these events. Right. You know, I think it is a good way for people just to socialize as well. Mm-hmm. Like, what type of things do you see at your events when they happen? Outside of just like the board games or just like, you know, having, you know, basically like a nice party going on.
Yeah, well, I mean, basically the original goal of the events was to give people a place to socialize, make friends. That wasn't like a club. You didn't have to feel nervous. You didn't have to, like, you know, put on a facade. You can really genuinely meet people. And board games are a good, like I said, social lubricant to meet people and kind of get to know them even if you're shy. So originally the events were for that specific person. And you really see people kind of like, when they come in, they're a little bit nervous. They're like, okay, what do I do? Sure. Where do I sit? But, you know, I'm there to like say, hey, come over here. Have a seat at this table. They're about to start a game. Do you want to meet them? And then they start playing and they immediately become like good friends. And I've seen just people who look really shy and scared just kind of grow and become good friends with everyone around them and join basically the circle, in the board game circle.
And then I guess going off that, because a lot of our listeners are teachers, like how, you know, like using board games in the class, does that also, in your opinion, do you think that would help the students, you know, get along better and make a better environment in the classroom?
Or? Oh yeah, I mean, definitely. Depending on the game you play, some games are more confrontational, but the co-op games, the cooperative games forces students to work together. Strategy games forces them to think long-term, and frankly, some students here have issues thinking long-term because they're told just to, like, whatever the teacher says, you do that, and you do, you know, you think about what's happening now and not the future. So games in the classroom are just, I think, really good because it also, I wouldn't say it tricks them into learning, but it kind of, they forget that learning has to be a chore, and they kind of like enjoy doing what they're doing, and they also learn something again.
So do you have any interesting stories, like, you know, seeing your, a bunch of people playing games? What do you, like, you know, something fun, something interesting that, you know, you can share with our audience?
I do have one interesting story. Well, two technically, but we, at our events, we have a lot of first dates.
Oh.
Yeah, we get a lot of first dates.
Okay.
So people, like, they'll bring their boyfriend and girlfriend to our events to see how they act socially and to see how they act playing a game, because your personality just comes out when you're playing. So we've had people come and like, okay, you know, come and let's play some games together to test them to see what their personality is like. And then they kind of get together after that. So it's been really interesting to see how many first dates we've had at our events.
Yeah. I don't know if I can do a first date playing board games. I'm a little too serious when it comes to playing games.
All right, Love Doctor over here.
Yeah.
Love Doctor Todd.
So you have a game coming out, right?
Right.
Can you tell us more about your game?
Sure, yeah, I'd love to. The game is called Wildlife Preserve, and the original inception of that, the concept came from, do you guys remember a few years ago there was Cecil the Lion and that dentist who went to Africa?
I remember that.
Yeah, so that, like, it originally stemmed from that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wanted to bring more attention to African wildlife and kind of, you know, how they behave, what kind of food they eat. You know, I feel like people don't really pay enough attention to that. And so I kind of designed a simpler game to show how animals would behave in the wild. And you're kind of the park ranger, your safari preserve ranger, and you're trying to organize and protect your animals. But of course, animals will eat each other, and hunters will come. And so it's kind of like, kind of, you're trying to keep as many of those animals safe as you can.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it's more of a set collection game with a little bit of a tile placement mechanic to it.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
A release date, any ideas?
Well, right now we're still in the testing phases. We've got the art pretty much done, so we're doing some serious testing now. But I think it'll probably be within the next few months, maybe 4 or 5 months.
All right,
we'll
awesome.
Have the game out, yeah.
We'll keep our eyes open for it.
Great.
So we're going to interview some other guests later at the event. So before we go, we have a question we ask all of our guests.
Uh-oh.
The Desert Island Questionnaire.
Okay.
Good.
If you're on a desert island, you can only play 3 board games. You can have as many people as you want on the desert island, but only for the board game. So once the game's over, they have to leave.
Oh.
What 3 board games would you play?
Oh, man. Well, I would definitely have to say that I would bring a 2-player game, maybe Patchwork, because that's pretty nice. And that way, I don't burn through all my friends too quickly. It's 2 players at a time, you know, 1 player. And I think I would probably bring a larger game, maybe something like Avalon or Spyfall, something like that, you know, to get people to play together. And then I would probably bring something that's a little bit more strategy intensive, maybe Lords of Waterdeep, something along those lines.
It's a good variety.
Yeah, for sure.
Balance.
Cool. Well, thank you for sharing your time.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Interviewing with us or being a guest on our podcast.
Yeah, thank you so much. We're going to enjoy the event ourselves. And for any of you listeners out there, you should also check out if you could find any Triple B social events in Taipei. Do you do it in other cities?
Yeah,
as well?
So if you find us on Top Shelf Games, Facebook page, we do about 4 or 5 events a month. Triple B is just one of them.
Okay,
yeah.
Great. All right, well, thank you very much, Todd, and thank you, listeners. Stay tuned because we're going to be interviewing other guests at the event, and we'll get their take on Top Shelf and also our podcast as well. All right, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Hello there, this is Rich from Board Gaming with English, and I am here with...
I'm Kay, hi.
This is Kay, he is from Taiwan, and he joins one of our events and activities. So, Kay, can I ask you, what do you like about this activity today?
I would like to say I love the place because the people is very friendly and the board game is very fun to me. Fun to me. And the most important thing is the teacher who teach board game rules or vocabulary. They have a lot of passion, so I recommend you guys to this place and enjoy it.
Okay, cool. And do you think you were able to practice your English like in a very good way? Or do you think this was a good environment for you to practice?
I think it's a good way to practice your English because, yeah, I can find another way because I think it's a good way to me. Yeah, everyone have to find out what's the best way to learning speak English.
Okay, and so you played a couple games. Which of the games that you played is your favorite so far?
I played not very much board game, but I played Avalon and Spyfall.
Can you tell me what did you think about Spyfall?
Spyfall is very good game. I think it is fun because you have to discuss and find out who is spy. And the process is very happy and funny.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Kay. We'll put your interview on our website and on our podcast. And yes, again, please check out our Facebook group and our podcast. Thank you very much.
Grace lead a game of Mysterium. Rich, I saw you were helping out. How did that go?
It's difficult, but I think my team's going to be able to finish it.
Your team already won. The person you were helping, she already won.
Good for them.
Were you cheating?
No, never.
All right, so hopefully we'll get a couple more interviews going. We got one, and we talked to Todd earlier. We have two interviews, maybe.
We have Kay and
Ian. I didn't talk to Ian. I wanted to talk to him, and then I got pulled into code names, and then he left. So we have one, and then hopefully we'll talk to another. We've had maybe about 40 people with us today, and maybe about 100 or more at the event. So things are going well, and we'll have another event next month. Top Shelf Games will have another event next month. All right. See who else we can talk to. Alright, so we're here with Tim and Carolyn. Tim is a photographer for the event. I'm just going to ask him a couple questions.
Of course.
How are you? How did you find the events, and have you had a chance to play some games?
Yeah, no, I love the events here. So I originally found the events, honestly, through a girl. My first date was at a Top Shelf game event.
Oh, cool.
She wanted to kind of scope me out in a social setting, which I totally get, and was like, hey, do you like board games? Like, yeah, hell yeah, sure. Yes, pretty girl, I like board games. and I actually do. So we went, and honestly, I talked more with everyone else there than her, which she kind of liked, knowing that I wasn't an antisocial person. So I loved it. I had fun. Today, I usually, whenever I do photography for one of these events, I play a game or so, but something very brief because I'm always rushing around working, trying to get the best.
Which game did you play?
Today?
Yeah.
I played a game of Coup over on the other side. Yeah, I love Coup. Yeah, have you ever played Coup?
Coup. Oh, yeah, Coup, the card game. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, fantastic. The tokens and all that. It was set up in the other room, just briefly. So
you do photography for the event. Is there any way people can contact you? Or are you looking for extra work?
Yes, I'm always looking for extra work. I am very bad at social mediaing, especially I recently moved to Taiwan. I am basically fresh off the boat still, still moving. I kind of shut down all of my stuff in America when I moved over here, hoping to pop everything back up. Right now, the best way to contact me is either through my Flickr or through my Facebook. Being a New Angle Photography, NEWANGLEPHOTHOGRAPH.
You know what? We can put a link on our website.
Fantastic.
Our Facebook group, so
that sounds good,
people who need.
I'm an English teacher who can't spell off the top of his head after shooting in 100,000 degree weather after 5 hours. I am sorry.
And we're also here with Carolyn. Have you had a chance to play some games?
Yes, I have. I've played Small World and a little bit of, I think it's called Dixit and Telestrations.
Dixit's fine.
Small World and Dixit are really fun. And I think the games are sponsored by Top Shelf Games.
Yeah. So they're totally sponsored by Top Shelf. I know that the owner of Top Shelf brings it. You know, hosts everything. Great host. The food. The food that he gets in contact with. I have not had American-style good barbecue like that since I've come.
Yeah, that was really good. The pork barbecue pulled pork sandwich.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll come again.
Yeah, for sure.
And which game, I mean, I guess you only played one game, but for tonight, which game did you enjoy most?
I will say Telestration because personally I'm an art student and I like drawing. I like messing up with other people's mind with my crappy drawings. So yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much for being willing to be on our podcast and get interviewed. Maybe I'll give you a high five. You take high fives.
I can pay beer. like most photographers in my mid-20s, I do most of my work for real money, and I'm a photographer, not an autographer, Jim. I take a beer for that one.
Beer for it. All right, Rich, you got a couple beers in your pocket?
Yeah, for sure.
All right, thank you guys.
Yeah, thanks guys.
To catch up with Annie, who was also at the Triple B Social. She talks about her experience at the event, and I had a chance to talk to her over Skype. Listen in. So I have Annie here with me. She was at the Triple B Social. She was nice enough to help us out in getting set up for the event, but I want to ask her what she thought of the event. So what did you think of the Triple B Social?
It's there, and also you have so many people, because usually when you're at home, you don't really, you cannot play those games. They require more than 5 people.
Okay, and then what games did you get to play?
I get to play, there's the one with a drawing and you have to pass the book around. I forgot the name.
Telestration.
On that one. Yeah.
I don't know the Chinese name.
Yeah. Yes. And also Dixit. That was the first time I played it. I really liked that game because it's easy to get. I think sometimes with a lot of people, if it's too complicated, it can be a little bit kind of lose the fun, but with the picture it's easy to get, everybody enjoy, the rule is easy. I like that.
Yeah, I think I want to use Dixit in my class sometime. So I guess with Telestrations or with Dixit or any other games, do you think they're helpful for learning languages?
Definitely, but I think because in your course, one of the games you play at last, the Mysterium?
Yeah, Mysterium.
Is that the name?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, yeah, Mysterium. I think that helped the most because for me, I need more vocabulary because with daily conversation, I already know how to do that. I think it's really interesting when you throw more and more vocabulary in, and it's like it's on a specific scenario. I find that really helpful.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. Role playing is, I think, helpful for more advanced speakers. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you for talking with me just for a couple minutes to ask what you thought about the event. Hopefully we'll see you again soon. I'm sure I will.
Yeah, definitely.
So that's it for the interviews for this episode. We want to thank all of our guests who were able to answer our questions about the event, and we want to thank Todd, who invited us for some activities that we could lead with Board Gaming with English. And thank you to all of those who attended the event and those who came and stopped by Board Gaming with English's table and played some games with us. We're looking forward to doing more events like this. We have Sunday English and Games every other Sunday, so be sure to like our Facebook page for more information about that. Again, thank you for all those who helped us and who were willing to be interviewed for our podcast for this episode. We hope we can see those who came to the event again very soon. So, as always, subscribe, like our Facebook, and you can find us on Twitter and Instagram. Thank you.